I'd like to ask that we vote on Shirna's motion. Shirna, can you read it one last time, and then we'll vote. If it fails, then we'll do something else.
Okay,
or,
I'm going to read
adjourn.
These friendly amendments, since it hasn't been formally seconded yet. In order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we ask the ED to request that each GM inform him by January 19th of the status of the station's program evaluation process, including the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission. See 8.0 below. We further ask the ED to forward this information to the National Program Committee by, and we have to, I guess, it, on receipt, immediately on receipt may be the best thing.
Good.
Is someone willing to second
that? I second that.
Okay. then can we ask the acting secretary to call the roll?
I don't have that. I don't have a list. I'd have to go somewhere else to get that. So,
it's Sar Brandawa, Attila Nage, Bonnie Simmons, Minsky, Gluck, King, Davis, Roberts, Brown, Allen. Then there are two other people. I don't know who we have from KPFT. Robinson, Alushigan, and Eisenberg.
They're all here?
No.
No, oh. I know who's here. Can I call people just by their first names?
The people that were here were Randawa, Nage, Simmons.
Just go slow and call their names and ask for their vote.
Right.
Sarv, how do you vote? I think Sarv is off the call. Sarv, are you there?
He left the call.
Attila, are you there? Attila? Bonnie?
I am opposed.
Shirna?
Well, did we get a... Oh, I'm sorry. Steve seconded. Okay. Yes.
Lisa Davis? Serene Roberts?
Are we voting?
Yes.
I vote no.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Can I vote?
Yes.
I vote yes. And I think those are the only people that are still on the call.
Is that a quorum?
The quorum was four.
We began with a quorum, Bonnie. We began with eight people.
Now, do I have this correct? So it's 220?
Hmm?
Is that right?
What?
There are only four people who voted. Two for and two against. Is that correct?
No, it's not true.
Sarbat, Bonnie voted.
Yeah,
you voted. Serene voted. Steve voted. Teresa voted. And I voted.
There are two no's and all the rest yes.
So it's 3-2-0, correct? No, there was no one who abstained.
So it failed.
No, it passed.
No, it's passed.
No, once a quorum is established, doesn't it have to pass by the number of people that would have been required?
No.
Had the quorum been maintained?
No.
No.
Just the majority.
No, how that works. If the quorum, the same number as would be required had quorum been maintained, must vote in the affirmative.
I think she's right.
I think she's right, too.
My understanding is that if there's not a quorum, a simple majority prevails unless a member challenges the lack of quorum in the vote. That's my understanding.
Quorum is established when it's established. No matter how many people leave, there's still a quorum.
We established a quorum when we had eight members, and after that, the votes go by majority vote.
I believe
I thought there was something in the bylaws about how once you get down below a certain number, you're not maintaining quorum.
It's not in the bylaws.
It not in the bylaws, Bonnie.
Order. But well, let's.
I would like.
What are you referring to, Robert, Bonnie?
Sorry. I would like to suggest, Rob, even though, I mean, we're not clear on this. But regardless, to me, a 3-2 vote with all these other people having left is not good.
Sorry, Randolph.
I would suggest that we table it.
Sarv just came back.
And continue the discussion.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, hey, Sarv.
About to vote.
Rob, I have another suggestion. My suggestion is that we consider this passed and put it and act on it and then put it to the committee again when we find them again and see if this holds up, because otherwise we'll never get any work done. I think people just leave the quorum, leave the phone call, and then we're left dangling. And I don't like spending time and then, because people leave, not be able to go forward. So
neither do I, Steve. But Sarv has rejoined us. If we could...
I'm sorry.
Are you ready to vote?
This is Sarv. May I speak before Sarv votes? I don't think someone joining in the call is allowed to vote after the count has been announced. That's one. And for someone who joined the call 45 minutes after the due time to complain about people who left who are not here at 10:20 when we agreed to end at 9:45, I think that's a little unfair. Many
it may or may not be unfair,
not
Serene, but it's the way I feel.
The floor. Please don't do that. It is so rude.
I like to be rude to you, Serene.
Steve, yeah,
notice
I know,
that.
But not
notice
here,
we
please.
Think it is a privilege to be rude to anyone you choose, but it really is not acceptable. This is not your playground.
It's a privilege to be rude to you,
Steve,
Serene.
Please,
okay.
Let's
Steve.
Not.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chair, if you could attempt to rein in Mr. Brown again.
Mr. Chairman. I just did. Steve.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah,
I understand.
Could you please get hold of control of this meeting and so people, you know, just don't create a little mayhem and chaos here?
Right, thanks.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask that we re-vote, that we read the motion again and vote again, and maybe we'll have a better sense of where we are. So, Sherna, could you read the motion again?
Excuse me, a point of order.
Yes,
this
Steve?
Committee has already voted on this measure. And it's dispatched, and we cannot vote on the same measure again unless we have a two-thirds majority who insist on it, or unless that motion is totally different.
I believe that the prevailing side can call for reconsideration, and that would then enable us to re-vote.
I beg your pardon? Say that again?
I believe that the prevailing side, in other words, those who did yes, we call for reconsideration, and then that would enable us to re-vote.
I don't know. We're all quoting Robert's Rules of Order on the telephone.
We're trying to get work done as a committee here, Steve. We're not trying to place Robert's Rules above our responsibilities as members of the programming committee. All we're saying is that in order to clarify whether or not we have a strong majority, we'd like to read it again and call for a re-vote and let Sarv make his voice heard. Do you object to that?
Well, if that's what you want, then do it.
Okay.
I would like to say something. I don't think we need to take this vote again. If people chose to abstain and Sarv, let's say Sarv turned his back or was distracted or whatever, and he abstains, that's his prerogative. Mm-hmm. Same way with Lisa Davis. We got a majority.
Abstain.
We passed the motion.
He was off the air. I mean, he was off the call. He didn't abstain.
Sarv didn't abstain. We can write these questions down and then send them to the full body and ask them to tell us what their wishes are. I'd simply like to get over the hump on this one key issue with program evaluation. And Sarv has been traveling. He told us he would have to leave the call. He came back out of respect to the group. I simply like to ask that we re-vote so that Sarv can make his position clear.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Sherna, can you please reread the motion?
Okay. The motion is, order to start implementation of the recently approved national program policy, we ask the ED to request that each GM inform him by January 19th of the status of their station's program evaluation process, including the progress of collection of information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission, see 8.0 below. We further ask that the ED forward this information to the National Program Committee immediately on receipt.
Come on.
Hello?
Hello.
So no.
Sarb, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
You heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it. And
okay.
Is there a this year to end it a little bit or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Just, can that motion be amended?
That's the motion that's been seconded and is on the floor for a vote.
It's,
well, he can
it's amended, but it's not open for discussion. Is that what it is?
We're voting on it. I you know,
we
I mean.
It's discussion.
It's discussion? I mean, what are we doing with this? We've gone through this, we've discussed it, and we've voted on it, and it's improper to vote again, but you're doing it, so you might as well do whatever you want.
No, Steve, someone can offer an amendment, and then we vote that amendment up or down and either amend the motion or return to the original. If
not after we voted on this amendment. What we're doing is allowing SAR to insert
what was
his vote,
vote
into this.
Then if we voted,
the vote was 3-2 in favor of the amendment, Sarb.
I'm sorry?
3-2 in favor of the amendment.
Motion, the motion.
I'm
that,
sorry,
that
the
we
emo-
had just five
motion.
People voting on it?
Pardon me?
We just had a total of five people voting on it?
Yes.
Yes, and there was a question of whether that's quorum or not on a committee.
We began with a quorum of eight, and we lost some people in between.
Maybe we ought to maybe hold another meeting where we can get more people there to get...
Oh, come out of this. This is ridiculous. There are some people who continually
Chairman?
Are postponing...
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry. Point of order.
Chairman?
Point of order. Yes, sir.
I'd appreciate that if you tell the member not to interfere when other person is speaking.
Thank you, Sarb.
Thank you very much.
So noted. Steve, if you just give us a little bit more patience.
Someone come back on just now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I have to go off the call in 4 minutes if we could.
Yeah, I think what we have to do is circulate this motion to the members of the committee and see what kind of response we get from them. We are in a 3-2 situation. I think it makes sense for us to begin moving in this direction, but we clearly have some strong opinions on both sides. But I think the best thing for us to do is to send this to the members of the committee and see what other opinions we can get. If anyone has another, you know,
point
of view.
Are we looking for opinions or a vote?
We could ask them to vote on this matter individually by email.
Let's do that. To
okay.
wait for another meeting is to waste another month.
Excuse
That's
me.
Correct.
Point of order.
Yes, Sherna.
Rob, I think you have to introduce that as an amendment, basically, because it was passed. I happen to agree with you. I don't
okay.
like.
Yeah, all right. Then we passed the motion. And what we're going to do, the amendment to the motion, is that we will send it to the full body and ask them to cast their vote by a date certain, a week from the end of this week, something like that.
By
and then we'll inform everybody of the results.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why it is not feasible to ask them to vote within 4 days instead of 2 weeks? This is
4 days, 5 working days, that's
well, you
fine.
Said you said the week after this week, which is 2 weeks to me.
No. I understand.
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, Serene?
I don't believe it's legal for us to do anything but elections by email. My understanding is that we're required to have open meetings, that they're required to be streamed, and that the email list, whether it's the listserv or a bunch of addresses grouped together, is not to be used for voting or for discussion of, you know, for argument with regard to motions.
Well, we passed the motion. We passed the motion.
This motion, well, that is disputed as to whether or not this motion did, in fact, pass. I do not believe this motion passed. We had
the chair. Would you like to challenge
eight.
The ruling of the chair?
I'm sorry. I have the floor. Mr. Brown.
Steve.
You know, At what point does the rudeness become enough that the committee asks the person?
I've asked him on a number of occasions.
No, ask the person to leave the call.
Serene, what's your? I hear what you're saying. What point would you make?
I just think it's fascinating that there are such different standards for different people. My point is that with quorum of eight, a majority would be five. If we lose quorum, we are able to continue, provided that we pass by the same number that would be required had we maintained quorum. We must have five voting in the affirmative, not simply five voting. So I do not believe this motion has passed, and do not think that we can begin any process that says, well, the motion has passed, and therefore.
Okay, I understand your position. We're not going to be able to get any more done in this meeting. We've concluded the vote. I will answer your question about the necessity of five votes to pass any motion, and I will respond to you. In the meantime, I would like to ask the acting secretary, the third Monday of December is what day, Cherna, that we will reconvene?
Let me look at my calendar. But I was going to actually propose, I think that since the legitimacy of the vote has been contested, I wonder if we might send it out, not for a vote, but for feedback. And actually have a one-item agenda meeting.
A special meeting?
Prior to the third Monday of December.
You mean a special meeting to vote on this particular issue?
Only this issue, sending it out to all people who are not presently on the call.
And to conduct the vote again? Okay. I think that's a good idea. Let's do that. But in the meantime, we'll answer the question about whether or not we did something that was illegal.
Right.
But what is...
Chair, point of information?
Yes?
Wouldn't it be improper to just have you decide to have a special meeting to discuss this? Wouldn't that be something that would be required to be voted by the whole group? I think we should just... Well...
No, I can make the decision, and we just have to provide the appropriate notice.
Point of order.
Yes, Steve.
The committee is allowed to make its own rules, number one. Number two, the chair has made a ruling on this. If somebody, Serene or anyone else, wants to challenge the ruling of the chair, let him or her do it. Otherwise, the chair's ruling stands and we go forward. All this talk about revoting and extra voting and sending out emails is not necessary. Let's take a vote on the chair's ruling. If not, let's go forward.
I think we've established where the vote is now. It's 3-2. And that's as far as we can go tonight, Steve.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
I propose that we just take this up at our next meeting. We might have to move this to mid-February in requesting this from the... I'm hopeful that this motion will pass. I'm very disappointed that it didn't, more resoundingly. And I think we might have to move the date back, but I think that we should just collect our thoughts, send it out to the entire committee, get everyone focused in attending the next meeting, and have it first thing on the agenda at the next meeting.
I think we need to hold a special meeting to just deal with this and see where we go and decide how we're going to continue this discussion. Because, quite frankly, my concern about all these issues is whether or not there's going to be any attempt by management to implement any aspect of the programming policy. I have deep skepticism.
It's rather difficult to hold two meetings of this committee in the month of December with as many...
I think we can hold one meeting within 7 days, and we can guarantee that the vote and the meeting can be conducted within 20 minutes.
And if we do not get a quorum?
Pardon me?
And if we do not get a quorum, which is very likely, we went an hour without getting a quorum, part of which I was responsible for, but getting a quorum seems to be quite difficult. So we'll have a meeting in another 7 days, let's say. We don't get a quorum. We postpone it again. We're just not going to get any work done.
We'll bring it up at the next regular meeting, Steve. It's very difficult getting work done.
I understand.
I really don't want to talk about all the factors that play into that.
I would suggest
yes, Shona.
That we, I can send this out late tomorrow, probably not before tomorrow afternoon, mm-hmm. to all the members of the committee. I feel that we need to have a motion to reconsider, mainly so that this is all really legitimate. It has been challenged by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think a motion to reconsider and table to a special meeting to be convened on December 11th solely for the purposes of discussion and voting on this motion.
I agree with you, Sharon.
And set a time certain.
Have you checked KPFTX to see that there's no other meeting on December 11th?
We have a program
meeting
scheduled on the 11th.
There is a meeting on
the calendar. It's scheduled on the 11th.
Chairman, could you tell people one at a time?
People one at a time.
I'm hearing.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so
if the 11th won't work, then let's look at the 12th.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. The
yes,
11th
Steve.
Is scheduled, according to my calendar, for a program committee meeting. I have it down here. Listed. So we must have voted on it some time ago.
It's not the third Monday of December.
Whatever it is, it's written on my calendar. I wouldn't put it in there. I do it.
KPFA board has an executive session on the 11th.
But our regular meeting is not on the 11th of December. That's an artifact, Steve.
Okay, I will scratch that out then.
So if the 11th doesn't work, does the 12th work or the Shona?
Yeah.
Help me out here. What dates are we looking at, the 12th or 13th?
The 12th is Tuesday, the 13th is Wednesday. But, you know, again, to keep this really kosher, as it were,
mm-hmm.
I would like to move to reconsider and table until... we have until our special meeting of X date.
I'm in agreement with you. What's the date that we can set?
John, do you have the calendar?
Hi there.
Hi, John.
Yeah, John, do you have the calendar?
Yeah, I just have it. The 11th, there's an audit meeting at 7:30.
What about the 12th?
The 12th, there's personnel, so that's a closed session. The 13th, there's nothing. The 14th, there's nothing.
So shall we say Wednesday the 13th?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I would like to move.
Excuse me. This is Teresa. We have a KPFT local station board meeting on the 13th.
What time, Teresa? Because I think I want to suggest that we have a half-hour meeting.
Eastern time.
What time?
8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. So that's 5 here. All right. How about the 14th?
There's an affiliate task force meeting. On the I think the meeting on the 14th will be changed.
All right. So I would like to move that we reconsider this motion and table it to a special meeting to be held on December 14th at, and I'd like to make that a time certain, of
8:30.
6 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
With a closing time of 9:30.
Right, exactly.
Excuse me. Let me get that's the 14th at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
9 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
When is our meeting scheduled for our regular meeting?
The third Monday, and I'm not near calendar right now.
Third Monday in December is the 8th.
Monday the 18th.
Are you saying that you think that this special meeting on the 14th is so important that you couldn't wait until the 18th?
Well, the reality is if we wait till the 18th, then we are, you know, nothing's going to get done between the 18th and the 1st of January.
And we can't send anything out and nothing's going to happen. I think if we're going to ask management to tell us that they're prepared to do program evaluation, we have to give them at least a month to tell us that. If we don't, they're going to say we didn't give them enough time.
Well, I know that Sherna said that she wanted to be off the call by this time, but if you tell me that I have to be here, you know, if I feel that I have to be on the call on the 14th, or we have the same problem that we have tonight, where we get quorum and then we don't have enough people voting for something, and I don't think it's going to be that simple. You had three people that, for whatever reason, they voted against it tonight.
Two people.
So, just to think we're all going to just to get together and immediately vote for this and say yes on the 14th, that's not necessarily a guarantee. I think we may as well just wait until the 18th and move the date back until sometime in February and feel good about ourselves because we are making headway rather than feel stressed.
Teresa, with respect, there has been no positive response whatsoever on any aspect of the work that we've done for 2 years. I don't believe that. You know, if the body wants to wait until the 18th, that's fine. I think if we're going to send this out, we need to get it done.
But Rob, you know, I think Teresa's right. 4 days is no
big deal. Fine. Then we'll take it up on the 18th at our regular meeting.
And
we'll communicate with everyone.
And then change the date. We do need a motion. Or we could just wait and have that motion to reconsider it.
Someone can move right now that we reconsider the motion and provide a larger quorum, a larger number of members to vote.
I move that we reconsider this motion as the first item on the agenda on Monday, the 18th of December.
Okay.
I second.
But reconsidered to be taken up and to be taken up. You're moving
on the 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarv, how do you vote?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Attila? Bonnie?
Or you could just ask if there are any objections.
Are there any objections?
Well, people, you know, how many people are on here, anyway?
You just voted yes,
sir.
Very few.
How many people are on the line here?
I need to clarify.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Did you ask if there are any objections?
Yes, I just did.
No objections.
Well,
okay.
I need to clarify what the motion is, folks.
The motion is that we will reconsider this motion on the 18th at a regularly scheduled meeting on the 18th.
Okay, so we're going to reconsider it then.
Right.
Moved by Alan that this motion be reconsidered as the first item on the agenda on
right.
the meeting of the 18th, correct?
Yes, thank
you. Seconded by Simmons.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to have a roll call, see who's on the line here.
Could I move it? We adjourn.
Let's adjourn. What is it today?
I'd like to know how many people are here on the call.
So I can tell you who's here, but in the meantime, let's just adjourn for the time being. We've gone over time.
But I want to know how many people are here on the line? So that
okay.
Mr. Chair, I believe that motion is dilatory because it's time to adjourn anyway.
We've passed the time, Sarv. Can I just tell you who's on the line?
Sure.
Okay. Sarv Rundawa, Bonnie Simmons, Sherna Gluck, Serene Roberts, Steve Brown, Teresa Allen, Rob Robinson.
Are they all there?
They
yes.
were a moment ago.
We seem to be all there, although I'm not sure.
Are you there?
I move that we adjourn.
Bonnie, are you there? Nope.
Bonnie,
who else is not there?
She was there a moment ago, Sarv.
Who else is not there?
Motion, Sarv.
I want to know.
Hello.
How many people voted.
It's Bonnie. I'm boarding a plane, so you can't hear
okay,
me sometimes.
So she's boarding
Thank
a plane.
You.
Are we done, Sarv?
Yeah, that's fine. Then let's adjourn and let's go wait for the next meeting.
Sure.
And I will send this out.
Good night.
I can. Okay.
Thank
bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all. Thank you, Rob.
I love you. I really do. Including you, Steve.
Thank you.